Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the importance and benefits of thinning pines. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forestry Specialist. John, why is thinning so important in pine management?
Well, Amy, in reforestation, several hundred pine trees are planted per acre. This assures that we have a sufficient number survive for normal stand growth. And by planting so many trees per acre, it serves another purpose as a stand ages. As the pines grow older, the close proximity of other pine trees forces each tree to compete for sunlight, water, and nutrients. And consequently, the pine trees grow straight and tall in order to survive because pines love sunlight and smaller trees that become shaded will die.
Okay, so does that mean competition is bad since trees may die from it?
The answer is really kind of part yes and part no. At tree planting, foresters use competition to grow trees with desirable characteristics. That is that they are tall and have clear stems for making lumber. When trees grow older at mid-rotation, the problem of excessive competition is corrected by thinning. So a major reason to thin is to cut and sell weaker or inferior trees that will not make it to final harvest. This is known as capturing the expected mortality. Thus, active forest management uses competition and thinning to grow the pine stand.
So what is timber in the market for?
Well, as pine trees grow bigger, they grow more valuable. Now, the smallest trees are sold for what we call pulpwood, which starts at 4 inches diameter. And this is measured at breast height, which is 4.5 feet above the ground. The next bigger product is called chip-n-saw, which starts at 9 inches diameter. And this is a combination of the lumber being cut out of the center of the tree and the rest of the tree chipped for pulpwood. The largest trees are sold for saw timber, which begins at 13 inches diameter. Usually, saw timber value is about 3 to 4 times the value of pulpwood. So although our pine saw timber market is depressed, pine pulpwood market has remained steady. And pine pulpwood markets have been tracking pretty much along their historical averages for any given time of year. And since pulpwood is the primary product that is removed in a first thinning, landowners should thin their pine stand when they are ready for thinning and not wait for prices to improve.
What are some other benefits?
Well, removing inferior trees by thinning, these would be small, diseased, crooked, or defective trees, improves the overall quality of the stand of trees growing to saw timber size. By removing the smaller and weaker trees, a pine stand growth is maintained at a steady rate, reaching saw timber size faster. Also, by keeping the stand healthy, the pines will resist bark beetle attack. And then finally, opening the stand to more sunlight can improve wildlife habitat by promoting lush ground vegetation for food and cover.
And when are pine trees ready to thin?
Well, a forester takes measurements in the pine stand. We need to know how many trees there are per acre and how big they are in terms of their overall height and diameter. Finally, we measure how fast the trees are growing in diameter with a core sample. And this is a tool that actually removes a small piece of wood, and we count the rings and measure how far apart the rings are spaced. Taken together, we determine when the trees in the stand are big enough, that is, at least 6 inches diameter and 40 feet tall, and when competition slows the diameter growth rate below 10%.
So give me a summary of what we've talked about today.
In summary, many more pine trees are planted per acre than will reach final harvest to use because we use competition to grow pines with the features we like, tall, straight, clear stems. Thinning is done when the trees are older and big enough to sell, and their growth is slowing because of excess competition. Forest landowners should work with a forester and thin the stand when it is ready.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.